Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens joining us on the line as we get closer and closer to Christmas. It's always a great time to be in Hillsborough and a lot to see and do this week. As always, there's shopping, there's dining, there's festivities, and there's a lantern walk coming up later on this week. Mayor, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, glad to do it. You know, it's 1 week away from today. It'll be Christmas.
I know, right? This is an incredibly fast holiday season. As slow as this year is gone, like as soon as Thanksgiving rolls around, just the rest of the year just ramps up and just flies by.
Well, it sure does. And, of course, in Hillsborough, we're having a good time. The town started advertising that, you know, the sidewalk project downtown is complete. And therefore, we really encourage people to come on downtown. You know, we've had a couple new shops open up. Kay's Closet is at the corner. A Little Something's had its 1 year anniversary. And we've got shops that have been there for a number of years that are right around the corner, like Unique Boutiques. And 108 Churton has been renewed. there's new establishments like Volume, which is a record shop, and a place to get a beer. Apparently, it was packed the other night. And so, the Hillsborough downtown continues to grow, and so it's a great place to get those, you know, holiday gifts, especially if you're looking for something that's locally made, or that is artistic, or an independent bookstore, and or chocolate, or some again made in Orange County items. There's just any number of shops that have those kinds of things. It's a great place to come, you know, hang out at the restaurant, and there's also the activities like walking on Riverwalk, or visiting some of the, just walking around the historic area. It's always really interesting. So it's very nice. And you mentioned the Lantern Walk. That is Thursday as well. It's the solstice.
Yep. So tell us about this. This is something that started a couple of years ago, and when I first heard about this a couple of years ago, my first thought was, oh, that's a really cool idea. I bet that could draw a couple dozen people. And then it ended up drawing this incredibly huge crowd that's just been growing and growing every single year.
Well, that's it. And what a wonderful community event, and where public art inspires more public art and inspires community building. And so if you remember, it was 2 years, I guess this is 2 years ago, this is the third one, the completion in November of the stickwork sculpture, this sort of magical, very architectural kind of castle-looking stickwork sculpture that is on Riverwalk. And the folks at the Arts Council sort of taking a look at this and says, you know, can't you imagine a lantern walk happening there? We could do some workshops. We could do with the library. And I think their vision was much like you said, you know, what if 50 people showed up here with lanterns? It would be so beautiful. And, you know, it'd be nice if 10 showed up, but wouldn't 50 be really cool? And they started doing workshops and worked with the Orange County Public Library, which have been great partners. We're giving away LED lights and instructions about how to make lanterns. And lo and behold, something like 1,900 people showed up that first year. It was just awe-inspiring to see magical creations, and certainly just lots and lots of very simple lanterns. A lot of kids had things too, so one doesn't have to feel like you have to be an amazing artist to be able to participate. But there are some pretty wondrous things to see. So the Lantern Walk, this is going to be the third year that this is happening. You can find out all about it at the Arts Council website. That's hillsboroughartscouncil.org. Go to their Lantern Walk. A couple things about it. We do, you know, probably expecting over 1,000 people this year. You do need to register in advance. You do need to have a lantern to participate, and the lineup's going to be around 5:30 at the farmer's market. You're not going to be allowed to be on Riverwalk unless you have a lantern, and you sort of enter at that one particular point. There are some spaces. It's kind of nice to watch from the parking deck for those who just kind of want to watch. You'll find on the website just a very easy registration, and they'll send you by email additional information. There's also lots of videos about how to make lanterns, you know, very simple things that you can do at home. There's parking instructions, how to find your way. So that's the really site, hillsboroughartscouncil.org. And we encourage people to just join in the community. The lanterns they're really wanting them to be white. They're going to add something a little different this year, a little bell. So there'll be this sort of quiet tinkling of bells along with the lanterns. It's just going to be very, very cool.
Really cool. So speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, again, that is Thursday, the 21st, beginning at 5:30 is when everyone gathers at the farmer's market. The walk lasts about, a half an hour or so thereabouts?
Well, they say about a half an hour. I seem to recall it took a little bit longer. It takes a while, but, you know, longer than that.
It's like 1,000 people. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were to walk the area, it's and of course the Riverwalk is paved and it's pretty wide, so it's an easy walk in a half an hour, but I suspect it'll take a little bit while for everyone to go through. But it's a lovely time and very friendly, and of course it's very beautiful with all the lights. So encourage people to come on out, and of course come out to Hillsborough anytime. Between now and Christmas, after Christmas. But again, it's great for your shopping, great to just hang out. There's a Christmas concert.
I was going to say, that's also on Thursday, right? So you do the lantern walk, that wraps up, or you watch it, and then you still have time to head over to St. Mary's Road for the Jim Watson Christmas concert.
Yeah, the Jim Watson Christmas concert that is ticketed. That's going to be the second year that it is going to be at the St. Matthew's Church, was a beautiful, old venue to have that in. Berlin Brothers has Christmas concerts, although I think most of those are sold out. Those tickets are probably sold out, but that's something that we're looking forward to this week. So it's just decorations are up all through the historic area. So small town experience, Hillsborough is the place for it. We love the holidays.
Really cool. HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on town affairs. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for information about events and happenings. HillsboroughArtsCouncil.org if you want more information about the Hillsborough Arts Council, and particularly about that lantern walk coming up on Thursday. So head to all of those sites for more information. Mayor Stevens, anything else going on in Hillsborough people ought to know about?
Well, it's fairly quiet. There's a little construction going on. I mentioned there's new shops and things happening downtown. You'll notice there are spots where the new nickel is being. They're doing a little bit of construction around there. There's a new little establishment that's going to open up beside Cup of Joe's. So there's a little construction there. We've just put in the water line along I-85 near the 86 I-85. Intersection where that bridge is, and that's where Sheets is going in. There's also about 8 other lots for commercial endeavors, but Sheets is the only one that's going in there. Now, that's being generally handled by county, but of course it's going to have the water and sewer from the town. And it seems to me there's always kind of rumors that Sheets is coming, Sheets is not coming, other places are going. Somehow either the town or the county was not going to allow something or is going to allow something. But as far as I know, Sheets is going to be moving in there. There's plenty of water. That bridge is on the long-term transportation improvement plan from DOP, and that's certainly something that needs to happen. But right now, we're happy to have that water line in, and the Sheets is going to plan to start construction soon.
Awesome. Again, Hillsborough.
The other thing is we certainly have talked recently with the attorney for the folks who are planning to purchase
the
Colonial Inn.
Colonial Inn, yeah.
Yeah, and so they did a little Christmas giveaway. Oh, we had lovely sort of toy giveaways here. It's a very generous community. They're thinking that they're going to close in a couple weeks. So right now, what I'm hearing about that seems to be very positive. So we're happy about that. And the other night, we had a Saturday night. There was Friday night maybe was along. The social services was doing their toy giveaway, and of course it was a cold night, and people were lining up. They don't need to line up, but people were wanting to be first in line. There's plenty of toys, and the people in the county have been very generous. But I talked to a lot of the moms who were hanging out there, and they're from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, all over the county, from Hillsborough, and there's been a lot of events around here for those who were less fortunate. So we appreciate that what people are doing. for everyone in our community. And I encourage people to stay involved throughout the year, not just at Christmas time.
Awesome. Again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on the town. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.